We read today in the Washington Post of the untimely death last month of Ken Knisley, who was just 48 and suffered a heart attack after surgery. C.H. Kenneth Knisley was a Georgetown University philosophy major who later in life took his passion for philosophical dialogue onto public access cable television, philosophy as television.
Arguments may be convincing in the sense that they come through to you with a picture or, as I said earlier, a vision.
This was a 1992 show. Imagine Ken Knisley, then in his mid-30s, a man with a frizzy beard and thick glasses. He was engaged in conversation about justice, wearing what appeared to be army fatigues, but where his name would have been, the word philosopher was written instead.
When we give our assent to a vision like all humans are created equal, we make it true in the manifestation.
I interviewed Ken Knisley that year, and as I wrote in the introduction to that interview, his program, No Dogs or Philosophers Allowed, made analyses of the European monetary system or debates on the federal deficit sound downright frivolous by comparison. Ken Knisley explained that he'd started out teaching in a high school philosophy program in Richmond, Virginia. Smart kids, he said, but not well-read.
I mean, these are the very brightest kids, and as I say, no Huck Finn, no Ivanhoe, no newspapers, very depressing. But they were watching MTV, and I never thought of television much. And kind of as a gimmick, I used a video camera, videotaped some dialogue, some platonic dialogues they read, and just, I guess, because they were trained to watch the boob tube, they watched them, and kept working with cameras, with video. I love books. A lot of people have kind of, you know, a lot of bibliophiles hate TV, but it can be used to inspire thought.
This was low-tech television. Producers' cues that should have been off mic were on mic. No fancy camera work. Socrates, welcome to Wayne's World. It was low-wage television, too. Ken Knisley drove a cab to support his philosophy habit and his family. But he was passionate about the importance of rigorous inquiry.
One of the important things about philosophy is that it was born in conversation. We go back to the ancient Greeks, Socrates and his work in the marketplace. You know, there are people out there selling stuff, and Socrates is out there asking questions, trying to bring about a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's an art of philosophy that is pretty much lost today, and yet it's important. It's important because we live in a philosophical nation, or at least one that was founded as a philosophical experiment. It's fun. It talks about the biggest issues facing us. I mean, it should be done, and we're not there yet, but we're developing a electronic philosophy.
That was 13 years ago, and he kept at it, eventually getting the show aired in more than 25 countries. He would pick a topic, then together with his guests, proceed to pick it apart.
We've talked about democracy. I'm very interested in the whole natural rights philosophy that the Declaration of Independence came out of, because most people don't buy it. And yet, here we have a big, huge continental nation, which in some way is still based on these ideas. Well, if you don't buy that, what happens to this insistence upon rights, this insistence upon the equality of human beings? What if you can't justify the equality of human beings? Where are you left? I don't know. I think it's a good question.
Ken Knisley, the Diogenes of public access, died in Arlington, Virginia on September 25th.